That's a good thing, right? Help us help you on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. You can help us help you by feeling and thinking and doing and acting and talking and all that good stuff. And the way to communicate, other than psychically, through the thoughts or things process that goes with all of us, is to dial 888-302-3684 for the Good Day program. I'm Doug Dudley. He's Ken, Kenneth. Jennifer is lurking around someplace, and we're here to discuss the issues of the day, the important stories of the day. Bradley Manning appears to be number one today on people's minds, the former Army intelligence officer leaking thousands of confidential government documents. See, the problem that I have, when the word confidential is used, I want to know who determines what's confidential. Who among us or them have the corner on knowledge? Confidential, that's kind of like offensive. What is the community standard for offensive? There is none, because we don't agree on what's offensive. So is the same thing likely to hold with the word confidential? Confidential government documents. You've seen some of these documents. Never mind whether they came from Manning or Snowden or however we got access to them. Would you say all of them, many of them, most of them, some of them, none of them are really confidential? I'm not sure that none. There are probably a few things in both what Manning leaked to WikiLeaks and what Snowden leaked to the world. There are probably a few things in there that may be sensitive. But for the most part, the stuff that was released, and this is what's most egregious about these conversations, it seems to me anyway, the most egregious is that people think that all of this stuff is top secret. And wasn't there a spaghetti recipe or something in there that they used at Fort Knox? I mean, I don't, this silly stuff. And for him to be charged with leaking thousands, that's how it's always been described, thousands of confidential government documents. Again, there weren't that many in there that were...
It was 700,000 documents is what Manning took.
You think he actually looked at all of them? Who looked at all of these?
I'm sure that somebody at WikiLeaks looked at every single syllable.
You're probably right about that. Yeah, yeah. So, but do you agree with me, Kenny? The word confidential is a difficult thing to nail down or to define.
What's confidential? I think it is. I think my problem with Manning is that we were involved. He was in the theater of war, and he was in the Army, and you can't do that and serve in the Army.
And it should have waited until he got out.
Well, and if he didn't like what was going on there, he shouldn't have been in the Army to begin with. We don't have a draft going on right now. He didn't have to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So he made the choice to join the Army, and if he didn't like what the Army was doing, he shouldn't have been there.
You're in the Army now. We hate the stinking chow. You better get rich if you're in a ditch. You're in the Army now. All right. He was not going to get any money out of this, was he, Manning?
I doubt it.
Hmm. And the Snowden thing, he's not getting any money out of it either.
That's to be determined.
Hmm.
I'm much more suspicious of Snowden's intent
than you were Manning's.
Than Manning. I understand not, you know, being in the, as well as I can, being in war and not liking what's going on and not liking what your unit or whatever is doing.
Right.
I can understand that and the intent that he wanted it to stop.
Hmm.
But intention aside, it's still a huge, egregious crime.
888-302-3684. So what do we have? Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitty leaks. Twitty leaks. And Twitter.com/what? What do we have? Oh, it's at Good Day Show. So what are people saying about the fact he was acquitted of aiding and abetting the enemy, but he was convicted on 20 other charges?
Dan says the lack of coverage in the U.S. media of the Manning case speaks volumes. America is now the most distracted population in the world.
I may be. Yeah.
Meg says, can't help feel that Julian Assange should refrain from comment on Bradley Manning while he remains all cozy in the Ecuador embassy.
Mm-hmm. Well, the distraction of things like the Wiener case, what's more important? If we were to go through the people in the news today, would you say that Private Bradley Manning ought to get more attention or Anthony Wiener?
Manning, absolutely.
Yeah. Do you think he will by the end of the day or 24 hours from now when we reconvene here tomorrow morning, will we feel like Manning is the most important name in the news or Wiener?
Will we feel that way?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I'll still feel that way, but the news media, I'm pretty sure that if we were able to count the stories that the different news outlets did, yeah. I think that the Wiener count would be much higher.
Mm-hmm. Wiener count. That is, even on the face of it, that sounds a little... What's the word? Deleterious, right? The Wiener count. The Wiener count. All right, so... We have lots to talk about. I'm a little worried about Jennifer. Michael, what's going on with Jennifer? You can't find her?
No answer.
Really? Maybe she was out late last night and just zonked. Anyway, we'll hold a good thought for her and continue with our discussion of the important stories, the news nuggets that may make it into your mind and then into your discussion, the discussion. Oh, there's Jennifer.
I'm here.
Where have you been?
You know, just hanging out. What else do you do? It's early in the morning.
Hanging out.
Hanging out.
Well, I just get concerned about you when you're not there because you're usually very punctual.
I'm very prompt.
We were talking about the definition of confidential when it comes to government documents. The conviction of Private First Class Bradley Manning on a lot of people's minds today. Mm-hmm. So he will go to jail probably for quite a while. 700,000 documents, we all know the story, blah, blah, blah. 136 years in prison, by the way, could be the sentence. 136 years. You think this kid ever even thought about the consequences of his action, or he just did it?
I think he probably just did it, don't you think?
You
get so wrapped up in your cause. But, you know, it was interesting yesterday the way the media presented it, that he was acquitted.
Right. Of his most serious charge.
Right.
Yeah.
Which he was, but then they didn't really talk about that 136 years until a little later into the story.
Right, too. But you still win the valuable prize of 136 years in the Slammer of Military
Court.
It's
your parting gift.
Yeah, right, exactly.
But, I mean, it is good. I mean, he didn't get the death penalty.
Let's see if we can make a deal here. Either 136 years in prison or the rest of your life in Siberia. What do you take?
Well, I'll go with Ed Snowden's choice, Siberia, Doug.
Go to Siberia.
Yes.
All right, the two of them have a wonderful life together. All right, so anyway, that's people say, this is a serious story. How dare you make fun of it? It's not really, I don't consider it to be. I'm interested in knowing what this damnable government of ours is doing. And if it takes somebody like Manning, I'm sorry he's going to go to jail for the rest of his life. He did a service. Maybe he put a few people's lives in danger in Afghanistan. That's not been proven. Suggestions made by those people who want to keep all this stuff secret that's what happened. But I said yesterday, and I wasn't really being facetious, Geraldo Rivera put a lot more lives in jeopardy than this guy did. And what's he doing? He's on a radio show every day, and he does Fox News on the weekend.
Taking
pictures of his really unattractive body. So
I wouldn't say it's really unattractive.
Ugh, you kidding.
Deals.
Ugh, gross. Ugh.
Don't know why you're doing that, but okay.
I looked at that picture, and I wanted to puke.
Oh.
Ugh. All right, but maybe somebody might think that of me. You know what? I was thinking of posting one of those pictures on. What do you think? Shall I do that? Put it on DougStefan.com or
you
something?
You know, it didn't work well for Geraldo, so I would just say no.
But I'm better looking than he is.
But people are going to make
a
big
much
deal
better
about
body.
They're going to say that you're, you know, in really? Too into yourself.
Oh, okay, so let's not do that. I don't want that to be the case. Here's something for those of you who are not necessarily into yourself too much, but you're conscious of your appearance. If you have thinning hair, yes, if thinning hair is a problem for you, and embarrassing for you, and maybe even annoying for you, how about we figure out a way to fix the problem? Because that's what we're all about here on the Good Day program, solving problems. Treatments sound great until you read the side effects, right? Have you ever had a hair transplant?
No.
Known anybody who had a hair transplant?
No.
My father had them when they were first out, and was it painful? I don't know about now. Maybe they're probably easier to do now. But you don't have to do that. All you need is Provia. P-R-O-V-I-A. Provia is the all-new, all-natural, all-fulfilling therapy. You will see phenomenal results. Phenomenal results from the first moment. I'm noticing the hair growing back, and I got a little place in the back of my head. So I'm using Provia there. And I'm telling you, this stuff is great because it cleans out the pores. That's really what is necessary. As the sun shines on the back of your head or any place where you don't have hair, you'll see that the pores are filled with the glunk that you've used to wash your hair and rinse it over the years. That cream, that white cream stuff, bad. Mm-hmm. Plugs up the pores. Clean them out with Provia. Hair starts to grow again, and there's a conditioning in Provia that's natural. Makes your hair seem thicker, and it really is something that's kind of a tremendous difference from the other things that are on the market that don't really work. So if you've had thinning hair for years, you don't have to have the problem anymore. Solve it by calling this number, 800-525-8319. You like the picture that I've painted? Most of you have thinning hair. Come on, let's face it, women and men both. So call this number, 800-525-8319, or you didn't hear me tell you that it works for both men and women. You can go online to tryprovia.com, TryProvia.com. Get a free month supply and a free upgrade to priority shipping. If you mention Doug Stefan, when you order right now, you'll get an extra luxury surprise gift as well. Again, Doug Stefan, that's tryprovia.com or call 800-525-8319.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale, yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor, make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold. Right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's birthday, and this weekend we're kicking off a month-long party. It's Guitar Center's 49th anniversary celebration. Now through Sunday, save big on gear throughout the store. Like exclusive Shure white microphones, $39. Mapex steel piccolo snare drums, 81% off list, $49. Score anniversary exclusives, bundles, and instant rebates on top brands like Fender, Gibson, Martin, Yamaha, Mackie, Presonus, Tama, Zildjian, and more. Plus, get special financing. Guitar Center's 49th anniversary celebration. Don't miss it.
All across America, it's happening. People are taking charge of their lives. And healthy diets are a cornerstone of healthy living. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh Gluten-Free Expo. One day only. Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Raleigh, North Carolina. Explore the gluten and allergen-free wellness event where learning is fun and delicious. Sample and buy products from over 50 vendors. Discover the world of gluten-free with cooking demonstrations. And enjoy lectures with wellness well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh Gluten-Free Expo, Saturday, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by UD's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Longevity.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Concert in Boston, I think it was 3 weeks ago on a Saturday night. It was aimed at benefiting that organization, Boston Strong, which was put together after the bombing in April.
Like, this is the last day of July.
I know.
And it seems like that thing just happened yesterday. Ah, oof. It's the beginning of the springtime. Anyway,
so James Taylor and Carole King highlighted it, along with all the Boston talent, you know, New Kids on the Block. What are some of the other Boston groups?
I know Johnny Wahlberg was really big in putting this together.
Yeah, he was. And he was all over the stage, and people loved him. He was very much out in the crowd. He was very visible.
Yep.
Apparently a very affable guy.
I know. And seems really cool, actually.
Supposedly tried to get his brother to come, but his brother's shooting a movie someplace. And so, I don't know. How close are Donnie and Mark?
I think they're decently close. Yeah.
Interesting. They don't look at all alike.
No.
But I appreciate him for a lot of different reasons. Anyway, so James Taylor and Carole King were having so much fun together. You could tell by watching them that they have great love and admiration. They've been friends for 40-some-odd years.
And they tour on and off, too, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They have a great time together, it looks like. And she's in her 70s, 73, 74, and she still has every bit of energy in her voice. And it just, you know, she looks like a woman who's, you know, that age, but still having fun. And the crowd loved her because she's not a Bostonian. Taylor is. And so the fact that she was there and really got into it, was only actually the only woman performer on stage, is just kind of a neat thing. So I tell you that story because of the connection. I'm never really excited about hearing James Taylor music. He's never done a whole lot for me, but his song's wildly popular, and that was an example. I think that may have been his first number one song, if I'm remembering correctly. It was number one during this week in 1971. I was still the disc jockey at that time. I remember playing it, and it didn't fit. It was a big hit. I was on a station, what they call a contemporary hit, a CHR station, plays the hits, whatever the hits are. And so when you compare that to some of the other noise that was around, it was funny stuff, actually. Mm-hmm. And this was so subtle, so subdued. Anyway, so we acknowledge that as we get into the friendly sounds of our late-night friends, Conan O'Brien, Jay Leno, and David Letterman with Jimmy Fallon. We got time. Let's see if we can get into a late-night comedy here.
We got a lot of One Direction fans here, I bet. Okay, what the hell? It's one thing to cheer for One Direction, but then to boo. But boo! That's a I think 70% of the woos were ironic anyway.
No, they weren't.
Okay, well, whatever. In a new interview, One Direction singer Harry Styles said he's pretty sure he's not bisexual. That's true. Which at least saves them the hassle of changing the band's name to Both Directions.
Illegal border crossings in California way down this month, especially in San Diego, because people are scared they might get groped by the mayor if they come across. You know, so they don't want to keep your problem. Yeah, can't have that. Well, I love this story. Seven women have now come forward to say they've been sexually harassed by San Diego Mayor Bob Filner, and the mayor has agreed to go into 2 weeks of intense rehab to help cure him his harassment. 2 weeks. It's a little-known therapy group. It's called Assaholics Anonymous. Yeah, they said. Yeah. They say it's a 12-step program. Here's a simple 12-step program. Just stay 12 steps away from all women, okay?
He is the funniest of them. I'm telling you, he is the best. And NBC's finally woken up to that. We better figure out how we can keep Jay Leno here. Hey, morons. Hey, man. All right, anyway, so a little bit of fun here on Good Day. Why not? We need a fun time in our lives. It's 28 after, speaking of time.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Ron Reagan and Eric Erickson, coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Erickson. Do you think that President Obama's very personal comments about Trayvon Martin after the controversial verdict were effective or counterproductive?
I was not offended by the speech. Everyone says we need an honest conversation about race. It sounded to me the president was trying to have one. He's right. There are black men in this country who are judged merely by being black men, and if you're a white person in denial about that, you don't have a lot of black friends, and it's just the reality of it.
And he is uniquely qualified as a president to have this conversation, and he's always done it very well and very sensitively, and this was no exception. I thought his remarks were completely appropriate. They ought to make both black and white Americans think more about this issue. He's quite right. Black Americans live in a different country than white Americans do, and white Americans don't always realize that.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
There's a huge and hushed-up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Tees.
herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Straightened out so much, Jennifer Horn.
Yep.
And it's fantasy time here on the radio.
Yay, okay, I'm ready.
Are you really? What are you ready for?
Fantasy time.
In fantasy world,
Land at Disneyland.
Daniel Manning is Bradley. What did I say? Bradley Manning.
Yeah.
Why did I say
maybe
Daniel?
You were talking about somebody else.
No, I was thinking about Bradley. I don't know where Daniel came from. Anyway, Bradley Manning is innocent. How's that go over with any of you? 888-302-3684.
Yeah.
You'd like that. Here's David Letterman joking about the Manning trial.
Ladies and gentlemen, did you hear the latest Private Manning? Remember the guy, the military guy that called the WikiLeaks and licked a... The guy single-handedly licked over a million documents. He was found guilty on charges of espionage, and you know what that means? 20 years at the Moscow airport.
Mm-hmm. That's not funny, but first part of it was. Anyway, who thinks this is funny? Who thinks this is serious? Who cares? I think Kenny's point has been made fairly well. Jennifer, I'm not sure I know where you come down on this, though. Where are you on?
With Manning?
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of stuff, I think I separate him from Snowden because I kind of think Ed Snowden blew the whistle on some things that necessarily didn't put people's lives at risk right away, where Bradley Manning put people's lives at risk right away. And I just don't appreciate when people already, you know, put our military at risk more than they already are.
Okay.
But
so who got hurt, by the way, as a result of this in the military?
But can I finish one more thing? Because I think it's kind of interesting.
Okay.
I think that it's
funny.
We'll
be the judge of that.
I brought it up a little bit earlier, the way the media presented it, that he had been acquitted.
Yes.
Until you heard the whole story, when you realize, no, he's still going to spend a long time in jail.
Right.
And do you think that maybe the government planned it all out this way? Because how do you go up against the government and lose? You typically don't, do you?
Go up against the government and the government loses, you mean?
Yeah, the government hardly
The government loses all the time.
Do they?
Of course they do. look at how they have, at least when it comes to this Justice Department and Holder, the government has had its head handed to it almost consistently. Snowden, they've been after the Russians, and this is, I think, the fourth time they've put together an extradition proposal or request, and there are all kinds of holes in it legally, and the Russians even found it.
Well, I just feel like this was very choreographed. I feel like this was a wrestling match the government looks like the good guy because they acquitted him of the death penalty, and that's what the media played on, is the fact that he was acquitted. But yet when you hear the bottom line, this guy's life is not going to be the same.
No. He's done. His life, as he knew it, is over.
But the way it's presented to us and handed to us in a pretty bow is the government he was acquitted.
What did you start to say, Kenny?
No, I just said right.
Right. Right. Right on.
Right.
Any more news that you want to relay to us from our listeners in terms of Facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter @Good Day Show?
Someone who uses the name P4 on Twitter says, after seeing what has happened to Manning, no patriotic person will ever trust the system. The U.S. is now officially a rogue nation.
Huh. That's an interesting overview, isn't it, huh? What do you think of that, Kenny?
I don't agree with it. I think if you're patriotic and you're in the army, you don't steal documents and do something that's going to hurt
your friend,
the guy who's the other people in your unit. Yeah.
Okay. All right. People in the news. The Real Housewives of New Jersey, Teresa and Joe Guida. Is that how you pronounce his name? I can think of his Guido.
Guidice or something.
Guidice?
Something like that.
In a New Jersey courthouse yesterday to surrender to authorities. They're charged with 39 counts of fraud. They did not enter a plea and were freed on $500,000 bond. They had to surrender their passports. Travel restricted to New York and New Jersey. Joe is not a U.S. citizen. Gee, with a name like that, I wonder where he came from. Ha, he could be deported back to Italy.
No, he's Italian?
Wow. He's in New Jersey? Woo! What a thought. My God. What's this world coming to? Somebody named Guidice. I think that's how you pronounce his name, actually.
Guidice.
Guidice. Where's Roberta when we need her? I'd save that one for later on. But you watch this drivel on TV.
No, actually I don't. Isn't that weird?
You watch other drivel on TV.
I do. I watch other drivel on TV. I've never really watched a full Housewife episode, and I've never seen one of the
New Jersey
people.
I'd like to meet a full Housewife. Excuse me, that's another.
Well, you know, hey, this one may be single. You can go help her wounded heart.
Find her in jail someplace.
With Mr. Guidice going back to Italy, you know.
But with a name like Teresa, I'm guessing her maiden name is probably Montalbano or something like that.
She's definitely Italian, too. But she, you know, what I did watch her on was a Celebrity Apprentice. She was one of the contestants with Donald Trump, because I do love that show.
Yeah.
Kind of a dream to
come. How did she impress you?
She didn't, actually. I mean, she tried hard, and she lasted a long time, but she was kind of dingy most of the time. I mean, the producers of the show did a good job of highlighting.
All right, so what are they charged with? They got 39 counts. Who did they...
Like, tax evasion, and then they would take out a bunch of loans from the bank, different banks, and
not pay them back.
Not pay. Well, and they'd also lie about their income and their assets, and you know.
Really? And they did that 39 times.
How did they not get caught?
I
tried to refinance. You know, the thing is I tried to refinance my house once. I didn't even want any money from it. I just wanted to lower my interest rate, and they put me through.
Yeah.
Like, this series, you would think I was some hardened criminal, and these people were able to get 39.
I don't know. You sound pretty shifty on the radio to me.
I am shifty, but that doesn't mean that they're not. Uh-huh. This lady throws tables on TV. At least I have a nice demeanor most of the time.
Why does she throw tables?
She's famous for throwing a table at one of the housewives.
Really?
Like pushing it because she was so upset. Ah, she pushed a table over.
What was she upset about? That's interesting.
Well, her sister, I think... And again, I don't watch the show. I just, like, read the little... I just hear about it.
Right.
But I think her sister-in-law is on the show as well, because her brother is featured and her brother's wife is on there. And
Kenny, did she tell us she doesn't watch this show?
She hates her. Yeah. She hates her sister-in-law. Like, the two of them, maybe they're friends now, I don't know, but that's why.
I think that should be a special episode of the WWE. Women who are related through marriage, wrestling their sisters. What is that? What's the, what are they?
In-law slam. I like it.
Right. the in-laws, and for women only.
Of course, because God knows you wouldn't want to watch some hot men at wrestle.
Nah, I wouldn't. I want to watch some hot women throw tables at each other, stuff like that. That's much more
interesting. Tonight on a very special WWE.
Not from Madison Square Garden. Not from Dodger Stadium. From Doug's Devin's living room.
Not from the farm. That's how we save the farm. We'll have a big... Actually, that's a pretty good idea.
We can have gorgeous a big, ladies of wrestling.
Outdoor wrestling match. Yeah.
Low for Moo.
Yeah. That's perfect.
That would look great on a t-shirt.
Glow for Moo.
Refinance my house. Come on, that's a genius idea, people.
Kristen Stewart.
Buy into the machine.
Right. Kristen Stewart and Kim Kardashian have something in common, other than they're both women.
I can think of a few things.
Well-known women. They don't like the paparazzi.
Oh, yeah. Kim Kardashian hates getting her picture taken.
Well,
that's how she became famous, because she hated getting her picture taken.
She is now, she tweeted yesterday a video of a trespassing paparazzo on her lawn. Can you imagine? Wow. 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 So let's see. The footage was tweeted along with a message, hashtag trespassing, hashtag gated community break-in, hashtag dangerous, hashtag cops call, hashtags wow.
Hashtag cry me a river.
Hashtag get a different job.
Yeah.
Hashtag get a life.
Hashtag you asked for this, stupid.
Yeah, right.
You know, the thing I don't get about Kim Kardashian is that the Kardashians are famous for calling...
Nothing.
They're famous for calling the press on themselves. Hey, right. Kim Kardashian's going to be here. Hey, this, right. You know, and they give these
Kim.
Tips on themselves. And now, all of a sudden, they don't want it because it seems out of style to be a paparazzi, you know, hoo-hoo.
Kristen Stewart yesterday punched a photographer.
That's exciting.
She was waiting for
a
ride.
Such an angry girl, I think.
I'm trying to remember. She's a
Twilight girl.
Dark. Oh,
the one that looks like she always smells cheap.
Right.
She just seems unpleasant.
Angry.
I mean, maybe she's nice. I don't know.
She was hiding behind a gate.
As you would.
And
why was she hiding
behind a gate? The photographer came up to her and said, why are you... she told the photographer to F off. And he said to her, why are you telling me to F off? Because you're a piece of S.
Oh, so she's got a nice mouth. The good vocabulary, Kristen.
Right. Yeah. Where'd she go to school? She says, I don't want you to, you don't deserve to breathe the same air that I do.
Right.
Wow. There you go.
Yeah, because her air smells like cheese. She had it specially scented.
Kiefer Sutherland got caught.
Oh, I know. He's been drinking again.
Really?
I really want to hang out with him sometime when he's drinking.
Uh-huh.
Is that bad? Does that make me a bad person?
Get all liquored up at a bar in Calgary over the weekend. Started taking
off his
clothes.
He does fun things. He, like, gets naked. That's why I want to be there.
He was with
these pesky shirts.
Demi Moore, apparently, in his bar. He's working on a movie with her. The bar is called The Bear and Kilt. He was chatty and friendly. He was so friendly, customers began buying him drinks. Demi left, and he stayed. So, this isn't what I do. But, yeah, why, they're watching for, this is what some people do, and if he's well-known as he is, people are being friendly, they're buying him, he could always say no, I suppose, yeah, he could say no.
Mm-hmm.
But why are we making a big deal out of this? Like, he didn't get stopped on the 101 for speeding 85 miles an hour and come up drunk.
Right. In
he's
fact,
at a
I don't
bar.
Think that he's been in trouble. I mean, he goes
he's
out
not,
and he
this
drinks.
Isn't
I mean,
trouble.
That's what he does. But I don't think he ever drives. I think he has a driver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, if you wouldn't want to go to a bar and watch him do a striptease?
No, I would. That's what I'm saying. I would like to be there when he goes out drinking sometime, because he always does something great, like take his pants off.
All right. You heard it here first.
Come on. Let's be honest. If there were a celebrity, I know that you're not a big going out to a bar kind of guy, Doug, but
no,
if you
I'm
were going to go out to a bar, you know Kiefer would be fun to go out with.
I think he would be.
Yeah.
I think, but I know Chloe would be because I know her, and she'd be she's a very, very, very nice human being. And
did
fun.
She say anything nice about Kiefer?
She said that he was very professional. work very hard.
So she doesn't like him.
No, but they, but apparently they, no, the only reason she survived is because she got along with him.
Yeah,
and I didn't feel any fear in her voice. She just, she's a very loosey-goosey kind of relaxed sort anyway. We're talking about Mary Lynn Rice Cobb, who plays Chloe on 24, and I was on a trip with her to Israel a year and a half or so ago, and was, I loved her. She and her husband, great people. Very common, down-to-earth folks. Right, go ahead.
I think that he is a method actor. I think that I've heard before.
Oh, I think you're right. Yes,
that
right.
He stays in character, and yeah. So the people that don't like him don't realize that he's staying in Jack Bauer throughout the whole thing. So you know, if you respect how his craft, he's kind of like Daniel Day-Lewis, except Daniel Day-Lewis is extreme. He's like Lincoln at home, you know.
Yeah, right.
But if you respect that, you know, then you know he's okay.
He wouldn't be the kind of guy I'd be friends with, I don't think. But I respected. No, Daniel Day-Lewis.
Oh, no, he takes himself with
it. I never liked any movie he was in.
Lincoln was
until Lincoln.
Delicious.
Lincoln was a wonderful movie. Yeah, he was very much, he's another method guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think, is that what you are
yes.
saying, basically the point?
That his wife would get sick of having Lincoln in her bedroom, right. I think is what she said.
All right, so now all I can think of is the name game. When I hear Lincoln, na-na-na-na. Remember that from that song?
No.
Really? Michael, see if you can find the name game.
I only do Chuck.
By Shirley Ellis.
No.
What, Ken? You can't do Chuck?
No. No, that doesn't work well. The name game coming up in a moment. This is Power by Connection here on Good Day at 13 before the hour.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's birthday, and this weekend we're kicking off a month-long party. It's Guitar Center's 49th anniversary celebration. Now through Sunday, save big on gear throughout the store. Like exclusive Shure white microphones, $39. Maytag steel piccolo snare drums, 81% off list, $49. Store anniversary exclusives, bundles, and instant rebates on top brands like Fender, Gibson, Martin, Yamaha, Mackie, Presonus, Tama, Zildjian, and more. Plus, get special financing. Guitar Center's 49th anniversary celebration. Don't miss it.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour, applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Celebrities like John Corbett and Jill Marini are hitting the road with Keel since 1851 in support of AMFAR, an organization dedicated to ending the global AIDS epidemic. Keel's, the New York-based purveyor of fine-quality skincare products, is celebrating its fourth annual Life Ride for AMFAR. Keel's president, Chris Salgado.
Keel's is a long-standing relationship with AMFAR, and we are excited to ride together from Seattle to Los Angeles. We'll be stopping at Keel stores and Harley-Davidson dealerships on the route, where a portion of sales will go to AMFAR. Please join us. The cure is in your hands. The ride ends August 8th at the Grove in Los Angeles, where AMFAR's global fundraising chairman, Sharon Stone, will accept a check on the charity's behalf.
In celebration of Life Ride, Kiehl's will introduce a limited edition jumbo size of their ultimate strength hand salve, with profits going to AMFAR. Since 2001, Kiehl's has raised over $1 million for HIV/AIDS organizations. To learn more and find out when the ride will visit your local store, visit Kiehl's.com. I'm Alice Stockton Rossini.
No Woody, no G's. A few dollars got me in now.
Cause mom's gonna brush up your way.
Go back to school with Kmart. Get hoodies or denim for $10. And Shop Your Way members get composition notebooks for just 25 cents each with an in-store purchase of $5 or more. Kmart, a new school year starts here. Offer valid through 8/13. Exclusions and limits apply. See store for details.
Let's do Lincoln. Lincoln.
Let's do Billy.
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 Very good.
Let's do Lincoln. You get the point anyway, whatever the hell it is. 51 after on Good Day.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Doug Steffen Wednesday program. So we have Dudley and Jennifer and Kenneth and Michael here along with Shelley. It's probably Sheldon, wouldn't you think?
I would imagine.
Shelley Palmer's real name is Sheldon.
That is such a soap opera name, by the way.
Sheldon Palmer.
Sheldon Palmer.
Yes. Well, Shelley is here as our technology report. Today, this thing, you talk about the train wreck in Spain, I'm going to guarantee you folks, the next 3 hours will be off the rails. If you want to stick around or if you don't have time, go back later on today to the archives and listen to hours 3, 4, 5, and 6 of the program. Anyway, Shelley Palmer, we better get a little serious here, is here today to talk about Google raising the bar in the 7-inch tablet competition. They have a new Nexus 7 tablet that he will explain all about. He'll describe it and tell you how it works, et cetera, et cetera. Just a moment here on Good Day.
So with your Shop Your Way e-coupons, and after redeeming your Shop Your Way rewards points on this purchase, your total is $12.32.
Great. Here you go. And would you please send me an e-receipt?
Sure thing. Thanks and have a great day.
Shop Your Way rewards members earn points on all qualifying purchases and get e-coupons, private sales, and so much more. Get your free membership today at ShopYourWay.com. Subject to full program terms, available at ShopYourWay.com.
Up to 70% off at Gap Outlet's Back to School Sale with 40% off all clearance. Plus, starting Wednesday, take 40% off everything for kids. And at Banana Republic Factory Store, get back to style with new arrivals and up to 60% off. $19.99 dresses, $14.99 tops, $11.99 jewelry. Hurry, sale ends Sunday. To find a store near you, go to gap.com/outlet or bananarepublic.com/factory store.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Apple's iPad Mini reigns king in the 7-inch form factor market, but soon may lose its crown as Google recently unveiled a refresh of its Nexus 7 tablet that puts Apple's smaller tablet to shame. Powered by a new version of the Android Jelly Bean operating system, the new Nexus 7 features a 1920 by 1200 pixel display, which is far greater than the iPad Mini, and also higher than any other tablet currently on the market. The new tablet improves on a
its predecessor in almost every way. It's got almost twice as much processing power and over four times the graphical performance, all packed into a lighter, thinner case with a smaller bezel. The new Nexus 7 is available for as little as $229, $100 cheaper than the Mini. The Nexus 7 is now available in stores online. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Love hardwood flooring? Then you gotta get to Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale. Over 60 varieties of hardwood are on sale from just $1.69 a square foot. We've got hard-to-find exotic Sapele hardwood for just $2.96. You could pay twice as much for a comparable floor at other stores. Plus, get incredible deals on over 30 premium Bellawood pre-finished hardwood floors and special extended financing. Get ready. Our hardwood flooring sale starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
Running. Teachers are in the final sprint to prep their classrooms for back to school.
Let's get it started.
Let Office Max get you started and saving with all of our roll lamination at 50% off. Laminate name tags, flashcards, charts, whatever you need to last the year at our best price of the year.
Let's get it started.
Stock your classroom at Office Max. The hot deals start here. Offer ends August 10th. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Of course, please. This week at Office Max, buy any school backpack and get all but a penny back in Max Perks Rewards. Office Max. The hot deals start there. Restrictions apply. They always do. Anyway, could we do that with Max, Bobax?
Oh, yeah, that'd be a fun one. Max, Bobax, Banana, Fanta, Bobax, Me,
right,
Mom,
Bobax. All right, get from Jennifer
hey,
the latest
you
on the...
me to do it.
I know, but I want to get to... And we're talking about technology. Time Warner and CBS are still at it.
They are.
And because I don't know anybody who's closer to the world of cable than you, because that's your day job.
It is.
What is the latest hoo-ha here?
Oh, it's just kind of silly. They've now extended... The talks keep going. There's no resolution in sight between...
What are the issues? What are they trying to...
Money. It's all money. CBS wants more money for their broadcast networks in New York and Los Angeles specifically, and Time Warner doesn't want to pay it. And they're also kind of holding hostage as part of the deal Showtime. So that's what will be affected because CBS owns Showtime. And now they have a new deadline of Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern time. So if they can't come to an agreement by then, you will have no CBS.
5 p.m. Saturday, and then it'll be 5 p.m. Sunday. And
they've been just moving it up all along. I mean, it's just inching and inching. Even sometimes by hours. Like, they'll move it up 1 hour. It's really bizarre.
Yeah, right. Mondo Bizarro.
Touches the world of media these days.
All right. So anyway, Jennifer's explained that, as she explained so many other things well for.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.